talk a little bit more about the nexus, the connection between the national security state and Wall Street, because this is a theme that runs through your essay.
Do you know that about 30 blocks north of here, there is a restaurant that will sell you a truffle for $95,000? Also in New York, Christie's sold at auction a painting by Francis Bacon for $142 million. Now, a parallel situation with the national security state, the NSA spent $1.7 billion to build a facility in Utah that will collect one yottabyte of information. That's as much information as has ever been written in the history of the world. It costs $400 by the time the Pentagon finishes paying contractors to haul 1 gallon of gasoline into Afghanistan. That's a real extravagant amount of money. In both cases of the national security state and the corporate state, they are sucking money out of the economy as our infrastructure collapses. We have a tinker toy power grid that goes out every time there's inclement weather. Tens of millions of people are on food stamps. We incarcerate more people than China, an authoritarian state with 4 times our population. Does anyone see the disparity between this extravagance for the deep state and the penury that is being forced on the rest of the country? That isn't a natural evolution. Something made it happen. We're having a situation where the deep state is essentially out of control. It's unconstrained. Since 9/11, we have built the equivalent of 3 Pentagons around the D.C. metropolitan area, holding defense contractors, intelligence contractors, and government civilians involved in the military-industrial complex. There are over 400,000 contractors, private citizens, who have top secret security clearances.